John, when we spoke last week, you said that you were finishing up the self-evaluation process of the roster. Now that you've had a chance to go through that, just what were your takeaways of how things stand heading into 2016?
Well, we're not completely finished yet. We had to be interrupted by the Senior Bowl. So what we've done is we've kind of postponed that until Monday or Tuesday of next week. Well, you know, before you make a real comment or say something here or here, what you want to do is you want to tighten that up and then begin to forge that plan moving ahead until March.
Now, we know that the Senior Bowl has obviously been important. You've selected a player in each of the 3 years that you've been in Kansas City, including two of the three first-round picks. Just what makes this environment here such a good place to evaluate players?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. These are the best senior players there is in the NCAA. Phil Savage does a wonderful job of setting this up and making it club-friendly. You know, now we can go watch film, you know, after practice and actually watch Exos on the videos upstairs. We get a chance to, you know, interview and talk to the players for you know, a couple hours. So it gives us as an organization the chance to meet these guys. And then what we do towards the end of the week is we sit down as a group and assess and talk about not only the ability to play the game of football, but how the interviews went and just kind of see if they fit, you know, with the Chiefs, you know, what we talk about in terms of players and are these guys of character? Are they competitive individuals? Are they guys that really like football?
You've talked about your whole staff is down here. There's over 100 players. How do you organize and facilitate those guys to make sure you're getting eyes on all the different players so you get those evaluations that you're looking for?
Well, I think we've been together now as a group going on 4 years. I think everybody understands what their role and their responsibilities are in terms of acquiring that ultimate goal that we all strive for. Everybody has specific positions, and at some positions there may be two guys that have that. If there's an emphasis upon that, then we'll sit and talk every day about how they play, you know, how they practice during the day. And then again at the end, after the game, we'll have some scouts stay here for the game and evaluate the game itself. And then we come back to Kansas City and we begin to hunker down here for about 18 days and kind of begin to build that draft board.
If the scouts are watching different positions, what positions are you watching this week?
Punters and kickers and snappers.
What's your favorite part of this week?
It's actually meeting the kids and kind of finding out who they are and then kind of watching them compete. I mean, that's to me is my favorite part. I get a chance to meet the players for the first time. You hear so much about them, but it's an opportunity to really meet them for the first time.